Tomorrow evening is the Republican YouTube-CNN debate at the Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg. This morning, one candidate, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, spoke about healthcare to about 20 healthcare workers and the media at St. Petersburg's All Children's Hospital. Romney is leading the polls in New Hampshire, which will hold the country's first primary election on January 8th. 47 million uninsured Americans don't have access to healthcare. Romney said that while he was governor, the owner of an office supply store chain approached him about doing something about that problem in Massachusetts. Romney said that uninsured people are a drain on the economy, and if more people were insured, then they wouldn't get what he called free care by going to the emergency room when they got sick. So, Romney required all Massachusetts residents who did not have health insurance to purchase it.
If we took the money that we're using to give out the free care and use that instead to help people buy insurance, whether we'd have enough money.
Romney said that because of his plan, the cost of health insurance for an individual went from $350 per month to $180 per month. If elected president, he would prefer that all states adopt a plan similar to the one in Massachusetts.
My plan for the country is to let every state create their own plan, hopefully a bit like ours. Maybe they can come up with something better. I wouldn't tell every state how to do it any more than I'd go around to hospitals in my consulting practice and tell everybody how to run their hospital. I'd give people the data of what we're experiencing and let them look at their own patient populations and their own needs and craft their own plans to work for their own patients. But give them the federal dollars that you've been receiving so that you can use those dollars just as we did to get all of our people insured.
Romney said he spoke a year ago with former Republican National Committee Chair Ken Mellman, who predicted that health care would be the most important issue of the 2008 presidential campaign. Romney claimed that three of the leading Democratic candidates are advocating government-run health care.
And I think the reason he said that is that because on the Democratic side, all three contenders want the government to take over health care and want to give people that don't have insurance government insurance. In my opinion, that's the wrong way to go. Socialized medicine, spreading government insurance, single-payer systems, I know where that leads.
Romney claimed that when times are tough, such programs would lead to the government cutting back on reimbursement rates and decreased health care quality. In fact, none of the three leading Democratic candidates are advocating a single-payer universal health care system. According to a 2004 report in the Journal of the American Medical Association, a universal single-payer health care system would save over $200 billion a year, more than enough to provide health care to the country's uninsured. But Romney compared government-funded health care to its notoriously poor response to Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
And health care is now 1/6 or so of the national economy, growing to probably about 1/5 soon of our economy. The last thing you want to do is put government in to run it. I don't want the kind of bureaucrats that ran the Katrina cleanup running our health care system.
Romney touted Medicare Part D, a troubled program that was supposed to bring lowered-cost prescription drugs to seniors, but has made it more expensive for many of them. A member of the audience asked what Romney would do about his mother, who has Medicare Part D and private insurance, yet still spends $500 per month on prescriptions. Romney said he didn't want to allow Americans to import prescription drugs from other countries because of drug safety, and he wanted to protect the patents of drug companies in order to raise the price of foreign drugs.
And I would rather make a much greater effort on our part to get other countries to abide by our patents and our intellectual property.
Romney was asked about spending on veterans' health care, and he said he would increase government funding on health care for veterans and for the military in general.
And I want to add at least 100,000 personnel to our active duty roster. I want to get better equipment. I think we need to upgrade our equipment. I think it's getting old and needs to be brought up to date. And I think we're going to have to make a greater investment in the care of our veterans. And I've said that I think we have to take our spending on military from about the 3.8% we are now up about $40 or $50 billion rather to about 4% of GDP.
The Republican YouTube CNN debate will be held at the Mahaffey Theater in St. Pete on Wednesday at 8 p.m. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.